Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Man, don't even talk to me about that record label shit, man. You always say that don't suck your teeth at me. You always say don't suck your teeth at me, man. How my f don't suck your teeth at me?
Well, how my f don't give me no reason to suck them? I won't suck them.
Once he realizes not to suck his teeth at me, you know, we can have a nice conversation.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Oh. Is that the
Forklift Dave?
No, that was the tug, not the forklift.
I can still see it.
I know.
I love it. Oh, fun times today. And at 2:57, Jeremy Soham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and Gimme the Ben brings you a man with a leg motto.
Thank you, Ham. Thank you very much indeed. I will now say hello to a afternoon show. It's the Hard Line. Bob Corby Dave.
Bob Corby
the
Dave.
Afternoon show.
That's right.
Sup. Name another one.
Sup, sup.
We're the pre-afternoon show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Pre-drive time.
Ain't no woman like the one I got.
It's Wednesday, June 10th, the 161st day of 2026. 204 days are left in the year. It is National Iced Tea Day.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. I love the man, Law and Order.
Yeah.
Not the guy that is in love with Coco.
This is Texas. You have to love iced tea.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You have to love sugar.
Agreed.
7-8-7-13-10.
That's the whole point.
There's not
of
enough
it.
Alcohol.
I mean, if
in
you're going to drink iced tea, you may as well just drink water.
Unsweet tea sucks. Yes. You might as well just drink water.
Disagree.
Yep. Hard disagree.
What do you like about it? Mm-hmm. The fact that it tastes like dirt?
Whoa.
Whoa, man.
I like not getting diabetes from it.
Whoa! That's fine, yes. But I'm saying the taste of it. Every sip you take of unsweetened iced tea, you go, well, at least it's not diabetes.
Put a little lemon in there, you're fine.
It's fine.
I'd rather just have the
Arnold
water.
Palmer.
You don't get diabetes from water.
Says you.
These aren't lukewarm.
Every time you don't drink iced tea, you're saying, I'm not getting diabetes. It's also National Ballpoint Pen Day. And National Bed Bug Prevention Day. Ever had bed bugs?
Don't you have to burn your house down if you have bed bugs?
I think
start
so.
Over, yeah.
Arson. Only solution.
That was the plot of the film The Burning Bed.
Doug Heffernan had bed bugs, too.
He did. Poor
yeah.
Doug.
Yeah. Poor guy. He had a rough life.
How'd he get out of that one?
I don't know, but he had like 18 minutes to do it. Mm. And it was pretty funny from what I remember.
I think he called Tolley.
That's right. Tolley helped him out. He had Carrie sitting there all hot helping him. On this date... In the year 1692...
Orlando's still mad.
Why is he in there breaking stuff?
Yeah. We had the first Salem witch hanging.
Yeah, well, they had it coming because they were witches.
Right, it says and here the
sure
woman...
You sure that wasn't a witch hanging?
No, it wasn't a witch hanging. It was definitely a hanging.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we're...
Hold on.
Jeez, thrash it on the pyre.
What do?
Dave's breaking out of his restraints.
I don't like Hawk to a Dave.
Davey's straight jacket just can't.
Quick, tase him.
See if he floats.
Her crime, she overcooked her husband's salted pork. And they hung. Gosh.
Fixed.
In 1752, Benjamin Franklin tested the lightning conductor with his kite flying experiment. Yep. They hit it with lightning. Mm-hmm. Good call. That's why we can't play baseball at night anymore with lightning.
Now you know the rest of the story.
In the year 1845, Andrew Jackson's gray parrot poll was removed from his funeral for swearing.
What'd he say?
I bet he had a lot of slurs in the hopper if he was Andrew Jackson's parrot.
Yeah, but they weren't slurs back then. They wouldn't have that one.
Right, that was just, yeah, a regular everyday word.
Snatch?
All right, shut that parrot up. In 1935, Alcoholics Anonymous founded.
By who?
Quitters.
Yeah. Somebody couldn't hold their liquor.
It was an anonymous joke.
In 1962, we had a one-day record as 54 home runs were hit in one day
by one guy?
Major League Baseball.
On acid.
Whoa. With no arms.
With a cow in right field.
How long would it take for a no-armed guy on acid to hit 54 home runs in the major leagues?
It depends on using his feet.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the cow. He drank too much iced tea.
Well, if he's playing in the Vegas ballpark, maybe three games.
Yeah.
Ooh. Boy, Norm would have.
He's holding the bat in his teeth.
That's a timely about that story. Already.
Yeah, that really is.
Baseball show a record. That's what you get.
Damn it, dude.
The fact that you haven't done it already is shocking. In the year 1977, James Earl Ray, the convicted assassin of Martin Luther King Jr., escaped from Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary in Tennessee with six other inmates.
This is CNN.
Again, not James Earl Jones. They would be recaptured 3 days later. Nice little prison break.
Oh, is this James Earl Ray, the big mouth? I'm a big mouth!
We need another good prison break in the news so we can get a good miniseries on
HBO.
Didn't
we have the New Orleans one not too long ago?
We did.
They had 10 guys that they were rounding up one by one.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I don't know if we got all of them or not.
Get some finger pants in there. Be great. Near 1982, the American sitcom Taxi last aired on ABC. It was canceled after four seasons. It would move to NBC for one more season.
I thought that was radically popular, and it only made it four seasons.
Wow.
In my world, Taxi was popular.
I mean, four seasons is a lot, right? No?
I mean,
it's like an NFL
when you stack
career.
It up I mean, to the ticket, it's not very long.
Oh.
Did it make it to 100 episodes?
How long was Mork and Mindy around?
I don't know.
Kind of a beatdown offering when I was a kid. I'll
well, it was a beatdown of a theme song. This led
you to
believe
up another edition of Diamond Talk. Rangers lose 6-1 tonight.
This leads you to believe that it was a real adult themed show because it didn't have a cool we're in the taxi cab and we're having fun with Jim and Danny and that. As a kid, you could
what
sing
you're
the
saying
song.
Is you want to take your driver's license on the road.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting into a taxi.
Sounds like we could reinvent a show here.
We're in the taxi cab, driving all over town with Jim and Denny and Mario and the people in the taxi.
So attitudinal. Like Eddie Vedder's doing the...
I like the theme song because it gives me the plot of the show.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that...
Taxi cab!
That theme song is actually funnier than the show ever was.
Ooh. See, you're wrong. Ooh. You're wrong.
Ooh.
You were too young. You didn't understand the jokes.
Taxi is Dave's sweet tea.
You didn't enjoy the nuance of Judd Hirsch?
Yeah.
There he is watching it.
Dave's trying to...
He can't get through one episode without going wild.
Without thrashing.
Break out of his...
Tasmanian Dave.
We got Johnny Jump Up.
This has got a Clockwork Orange watching it.
Shown.
You're going to watch it and you're going to like it, Dave. In the year 1991, 11-year-old J.C. Duggard, abducted by Philip and Nancy Garrido, she was held by the couple for 18 years.
We're going to take a lift on Houston Street in that taxi cab.
Now we're driving over the bridge, going all the way to Brooklyn.
Did we just start the show? The theme is still going. Sounds like they're just singing directions.
Yeah.
Somebody left their wallet in the taxi cab.
Oh, that was very specific.
Now we're on a lunch break. Turn off a taxi sign. Bitch didn't pay their fare.
They're definitely not putting the word bitch in the theme song. In the year 2000, in the Stanley Cup Final at Reunion Arena.
No. No.
Let's go a year before.
We're not doing this.
The New Jersey Devils beat the Stars. 2-1.
Do you know how many home games we won in that final?
Not enough.
7.
I believe the number is 0.
Mm. Well, that's not enough.
Yeah, it hurts to miss that one.
Yeah.
And in the year 2007.
I still believe, though.
Turned away a black guy because this cab is racist.
Boy, that brother. Second verse really fills in some of the blanks. Well,
it was the smile while you were singing.
That was off. Was ugly and short and fat Italian.
In the year 2007, the Sopranos series finale aired on HBO.
2007?
Saw it, yep.
Yep.
God.
I don't like immigrants taking all the Texas jobs.
Now you got a full song. And a full show.
There's not usually 3.5 minute openers.
Bring them back.
All right. P1 birthdays. From Jamie, please help me wish Al Grush the 4th and his mini-me daughter, Georgia, a.k.a. Al the 5th, a happy 42nd and 7th birthday. Always funny, witty, and mildly inappropriate in the best of ways. Thank you for keeping him entertained daily for years. He is the biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet.
Hey, Monty.
Hey, Monty.
Garrett Gray would like to wish his Yell Leader brother-in-law, Cade Tot Richardson, sounds like an old ball player, a happy 37th birthday. He never gets woken up in that special way anymore after 3 kids. His leaders are Paige Spiranax Hangers, Jamie Benn, and Uncle Weston's official boob job guide for mommy makeovers.
I think there's a theme here.
He would like to hear Corby talking about 14-year-olds. Thanks and queef. I don't know. Have you ever commented on them before? That'd be weird.
Yeah. Probably just move on.
I think he wanted some yell leading.
Like 8th grade or something? I don't know.
This is a couple days late, but I'd like to wish my dad, Ryan, a happy 52nd birthday. His leader is Corby.
Oh.
He would like to hear what is in Norm's underwear. Thank you from Matthew Dickman.
Oh. Hey, line 4 guy.
Yes, Norm.
Guess what I have in my underwear.
Oh, tell me.
It smells like onions in here. Oh, wow. Somebody left a baggie. Oh, Lord, it's angel dust. Me and Jim gonna do it. Gonna take that cab off the Empire State Building.
Wow. Birthdays.
It's an action show.
Gina Gershon, 64.
Okay.
She's hot.
Yeah, she'll take her shirt off in a movie.
Probably not now.
Well.
You never know. Dan Fouts, 75.
Of the field.
Tara Lipinski, 44.
Perfect.
Jeff Teague, 38.
Mm-hmm.
A podcast on you. Ham's Queen, Sierra Santos, 38.
He's every day.
Sierra Santos made our calendar?
Trying to figure out what she's wearing.
Ham is just constantly, like, comic eyeballs popping out of his head.
We got Nats,
at the TV screen.
Nats and Giants right now, Ham. I'm sorry.
Right.
Auga, auga.
It's always a good day when Sierra Santos wears stripes.
Make her look thinner.
Jugs.
Norrence Armstrong, 29.
Just enhances.
Gene Triple Horn, 63.
Dave, hold on.
She was hot, too. Remember her in, what was the Tom Cruise movie?
Snatch?
No.
Tropic Thunder?
It's not my guess for every movie.
The Client or John Grisham, the lawyer, the firm.
The Firm.
Jerry Maguire.
Kate Flannery, 62. That was Meredith in The Office.
Kate Flannery.
She wore a little dress one day.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Sean Connery? Also in The Lowdown? Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's good in that.
Yeah. She does it. Never
hot. Really. Super fun.
I mean,
she get naked?
Well, not naked.
Mount.
That's unfortunate. Elizabeth Hurley, 61.
She puts out, though, mine.
Oh, yes.
She's still with Billy Ray?
I don't think they lasted very long. Bill Burr, 58. The DOC, also 58 today.
DF Dubs.
Billy Corrigan, also 58 today.
Wait,
they're twins. Not twins.
Yeah. DJ Qualls, 48.
Psycho Dave of his office, right?
Yeah. You mean like in stature?
Pretty much the total package.
Yeah. Lily Sobieski, 43. Kate Upton, 34.
Kate Uptops.
Still with Verlander, right?
Oh, yeah. Born in the State, Now Dead. Hattie McDaniel.
She won an Oscar, but wasn't allowed to go.
Why not?
Black.
I like the speak and react nature of this theme song.
It's interactive.
Yeah, it's great. Judy Garland, born to stay out dead.
Five.
Prince Philip, also born to stay out dead.
Four.
And Marion Barber the Third.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
What did he die? Like of a tub or something?
No, he was like all overheated in his apartment. He turned up the heat in his apartment, and he was dressed in trash bags trying to cut weight for some reason.
Yeah, so he could make the SVAA team without two dots on his helmet.
Five. Four.
Down the State Still Dead, Gordie Howe.
That's a decent one-liner there, Monty.
Hey, we tried hard to become a ball carrier at 12 years old. Couldn't do it. Ray Charles, Down the State Still Dead. And
he was gay.
I mean,
blind.
Blind. But you know, he's blind.
He's gay.
And that's why he hasn't.
All blown.
Excuse me, he's blind. Time to go. See y'all down the road.
All right.
Oh, no, we're good.
Bye, taxi. Bye, Justin.
Shut it down. Let's go.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.